Greater Cincinnati software developer Dave Hatter says he is 100% against the controversial legislation known as the Cyber Threat Information Sharing Act.
I think the thing is crazy, and I think basically it encourages companies to spy on their customers.
Dozens of amendments will likely be added to the bill, but in its present form, businesses would have immunity from customer lawsuits when they hand over information about cyber threats to other companies and to federal agencies. In private meetings on Capitol Hill, social media companies told lawmakers they already ban grisly content and alert law enforcement if they suspect violence, but are against this legislation. Hatter with Definity Partners says, in his opinion, the proposed bill violates the Fourth Amendment and creates a second danger. It puts the public at risk.
We already know that whether it's HHS or it's IRS, or pick any three-letter acronym you can think of, they've all already been hacked at least once. HHS has been hacked at least three times.
Opponents of the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act sent 6 million faxes to senators in less than a week. But there are people who want it passed. Computer World reports several trade groups, including the Information Technology Industry Council, are in favor of it. Kristen Nair, CEO of Bootcamp Digital, says on the surface the idea seems good. Who wouldn't want to help the government? But if you think it through, what it would require from the social media companies is not such a good idea, in her opinion. She says they are already pretty good at monitoring content.
And they use two different ways. So in the case of Facebook, for example, when it comes to offensive images, users can report a picture as offensive, and then that will trigger Facebook to review it and decide if it should be taken down. At the same time, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram also use algorithms to help them determine if there's any problems with their content.
She says by using algorithms, if you know what to look for, it's not very difficult to find whatever you want. Hatter and Nair say if the government wants something, they should first try to look for it publicly.
What are they doing with that data? Do they have effective ways to even turn, tons of tweets into actionable intelligence? And has that shown to have any benefit? And I think if you could show that, at least it would make more of a case for violating people's privacy to get private data.
Terrorists use social media, and that's why the government wants access to information. Christopher Cornell began tweeting his support for ISIS last summer and told an informant he wanted to go forward with a violent jihad. The FBI arrested the Green Township man in January after he bought two semi-automatic weapons and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. Court documents detail his alleged plan to build, plant, and detonate pipe bombs at and near the U.S. Capitol and then use the firearms to shoot and kill employees and officers there.
And I guess the bottom line for me is I'm not so much against this in a general sense that there shouldn't be any kind of surveillance. It's that I think they should have to get a warrant when they want access to this information. They shouldn't just be able to hoover up everything they want, including information that has nothing to do with any kind of terrorism or anything like that, and basically use it however they want.
Nair wonders if this passes, would other governments demand access to social media?
Imagine if every government started putting these requirements on them to report certain data back. It seems to me like it could very quickly get out of hand and create huge problems for them.
Senator Dianne Feinstein says cyber attacks against the U.S. are getting more and more devastating, and they aren't going to stop. She says the attacks are going to get worse. FBI Director James Comey told the Senate Judiciary Committee this is not your grandfather's Al-Qaeda. He says they use social media to reach thousands and thousands of followers and then move them to an encrypted messaging app. Hatter says if this bill passes, social media companies won't be hiring people to monitor traffic with as many as 500 million postings a day. He says it will be computers that are flagging people.
To look, people are against profiling. Well, it's like the greatest profiling known to man. I'm just going to suck down and if everything about you, and if there's some keyword I don't like, I'm going to put you in a list and start watching you.
Concerns like these delayed a vote in the full Senate. The Cyber Threat Information Sharing Act will have to wait until lawmakers come back from their August recess. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.